do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Ash cakes.
Now, are the ash cakes wrapped up in anything before they're cooked? They just put them right down?
Just roll them together, make them and then just put them in there. Break the ash out and put them, cut up in ashes, and then after you take it up, you see you can break all that ashes off after you get done.
Maybe that was for your time. What do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush.
What do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
Light bread.
Would you call it anything different if it were made at home, from if it were bought in the store?
Yeast bread, yeast cakes, or something like that.
Okay. Now, would yeast bread be the stuff that was made at home or the store bought?
At home.
At home.
What do you call a round, sweet thing? It's about that big round. It's got a hole in the middle.
Donut.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a grease skillet and eat them with syrup?
Flapjack. Pancake of flapjacks, either one. Some folks call them flapjacks.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Salt pork.
Now, what about the kind of meat that's cooked with turnip greens?
Ham hocks or hog jaw. Do all that kind of meat.
What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog head and hog's drill and things like that?
Hog sauce. What do you call it? Sauce. Sauce, some kind of sauce, but I don't remember the name of it. Hog sauce.
What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Seed.
Okay. And what about the same kind of thing in a peach?
A crumb.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Preston.
And what about one whose meat comes away?
Clearstone.
What do you call beans that don't have to be shelled?
Snap beans.
And what about beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
What do you call the tops of turnips that can be eaten?
The leaves.
And is that what you call them when you have it in for supper? You say we're going to have
turnip greens, that's how I am.
Have you ever heard them called turnip salad?
Yeah, you cook make salad out of it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call corn that's shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands?
Boiled corn.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
A rat.
What do you call a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
Some people call it a skunk and some say a polecat. Okay. Two different names.
Have you ever had any dealings with skunks or polecats?
I have.
What happened?
Have to get that set off you somehow.
Well, when did you see one? Or when did one catch you?
Well, it'd been a long time ago. I used to catch them with my dogs. I used to catch them.
Uh-huh.
I used to hunt them.
Uh-huh.
Them. And skin them and sell the hides.
They really have beautiful fur.
Mm-hmm.